bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what, because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people up... If you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth App.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. Now you can just let it go. Just. I've been trying for 3 years to get that bloop taken off. Well, I don't have the original, right? I said, download it, put it in the editor, roll that part off, and then re-upload it back in. You don't need the original. Because it's just the end, right? Okay, I thought I was crazy. But yeah. I don't get it. Everybody think I'm stupid. Well, there's some stuff I am stupid about. Like, there are some things there are some things I just don't understand. Like, sometimes I read stuff and sometimes I look at stuff and I just go like, wait, what? Okay, so now we're going to have to go back because it was potted down. We good? I have got to get. See, I got to do that. You know, you remember everything you want to do and everything you have to do. But in fact, all you really wanted to say is
number five.
Right? So, anyway, from JS Online, Wisconsin teens, this is like, I'm like, okay, I'm. You're going to have to help me today, Glenn, because I'm a little confused. You might want to put some headphones on because I'm going to be asking questions. And sometimes I just don't understand. And sometimes I need somebody younger than me, right? Sometimes you need somebody younger than you to step up and say, you know, well, actually, I see it from this point of view and, you know, we gotta look at it and all that. I don't get it. Now, I did hear a great quote this weekend. So I've been told, and I guess I consider myself an elder of the community, because that's how y'all treat me. I guess when you call me old man, I guess I got to take it as being an elder, right? An elder's job is to tell stories of a life well lived. a young person's job is to live a life worth talking about. So if it ain't worth talking about, your mama, your grandparents, your aunts, your aunt, they ain't gonna be talking about you. Because there's some things in life that you do, like reckless driving, that makes me go, yeah, that's not cool. But we have to trust parents, right? And you remember during COVID, we trusted parents. Let people drive where they wanted to drive, didn't have to register their cars, all kind of stupid stuff. Student drivers under 17 can now test for their instruction permit at home and online. In Wisconsin, students who've completed a driver education course must also pass a knowledge test to obtain a permit to practice driving. Two-part knowledge test, which the state administers more than 4,000 times monthly, was previously only available in person at the DMV. That's how I took it. Eons ago. Well, now it'll be available online, though students must still take the road test in person. After nixing the pilot program, they allowed students to waive the in-person requirement during COVID. We know today students and families are very busy, and this option gives them flexibility to take the test when DMV would be closed. This is their way of letting people who are not U.S. citizens take the test, pass it, get it, and it, see, that's what I'm talking about. New online permit. Who's eligible? 15 to 17 years of old may take the test online with parents and guardian supervision. What's this? Glenn, would you trust your mother to not have you get a driver's license so you could take your brothers and sisters to school?
I would never.
She would probably take it for you. All right, you pass. Go get the car keys, take them to school. Like, I don't get it.
It's a free loophole.
This makes absolutely no sense. The in-person knowledge test is free. The online test is going to cost them how much? How much would you pay for online tests?
Probably $60.
$10. $10? Are you kidding me? Man, I wish we had this stuff when I was growing up. Lord, I wish we had this stuff.
Number 4.
Have you had your DNA tested to see what country you're from?
I have not.
Oh, well, the Attorney General Bonta from California issued a consumer alert for 23andMe customers saying that they are like financially insolvent and y'all need to be careful because they got all your stuff. Guess what happened over the weekend? 23andMe filed Chapter 11 bankruptcy. So that means that they could quite possibly be sold. So can you imagine some country, say, I don't know, Central America, China, Taiwan, somebody just bops in and says, hey, we'll buy it for pennies on the dollar. And now they have all of your DNA. Well, right now, the California Attorney General Rob Bonta said there's a consumer alert to customers for 23andMe Genetic Testing and Information Company. The California-based company has publicly reported that it is in financial distress and stated in securities filings that there is substantial doubt about its ability to continue as an ongoing concern. So that means that they're going to go into bankruptcy. They're going to get either sold or bought or whatever. But the one thing they gave you is how to delete genetic data from 23andMe. So if you forget, that's one of their assets. They get to sell your DNA, which is kind of weird to me. Now let me get. So I'm going to pay you to take a test to tell me about me, but you own it. People don't read the fine print. The fine print says that if I pay you to take a picture of me, the photographer owns the picture. So unless you get a release signed before the photographer takes the picture, they own your picture. They could put it on a porn site. They could put it on a kiddie site. They could do all kinds of stuff. I've seen people's pictures in front of the store, and they walked in and went, why is my picture on there? Oh, you didn't know? Photography is considered art. And the person who creates it always owns the work unless you commission it. Like, if you commission somebody to make a dress for you and they make you the dress, you need to make them sign that they're not going to make another dress for, like that for somebody else. Otherwise, they're going to make another dress. So I got family members that got 23andMe. So I sent them a text. I was like, hey, did you get rid of it? They was like, yeah, we already deleted it. I said, so did you get like a notice that said it's deleted? And do you ever trust anybody that has any of your DNA? See, I don't trust at all. I guess I'm just not a trustworthy person to begin with. So, I don't know.
Number 3.
From CBS 58, the Trump administration is asking the Supreme Court to block ruling reinstating thousands of fired probationary federal employees. Here's the deal. Donald Trump got rid of thousands, actually 16,000. Like, employees, like, they showed up to work and, hey, dude, you ain't got a job because you're temporary. Now, technically, you can let people go in their probationary stage, right? And if you live in a, not no-fault state, what is it? If you live in a state where you don't have a right, it's not a right-to-work state, you don't have a right to, you know, you're just kind of like out there. Kind of out there. The emergency appeal is the administration's last attempt to get the nation's highest court to intervene on its behalf as lower courts frustrate, even on a temporary basis, key parts of President Donald Trump's second term agenda. See, I think, based on what the Chief Justice said to him the other day, you know, you can't be going in and, you know, saying you want to impeach judges, because that's and by the way, impeachment is just that. We're gonna smack your hand, and after that, it doesn't matter. No, let's leave them alone. They are a equal branch of the government. The president is not a czar. He's not a king, and even then, he doesn't get a part of the rulings that other courts make. They got to go on the legal side, and so I think it's fitting. They're both co-equal branches, and I don't know if the Supreme Court's going to be on Donald Trump's side. I wholeheartedly think the Supreme Court's going to tell him the same thing that the Chief Justice told him, is watch yourself, stay in your lane. We are an equal branch just like you. So we get to offset what you say. You get to offset what we do. If you don't like it, pass legislation. But you know it won't fly. So until you do that, I think the court's going to have to step up and take care of it.
Number 2.
Well. You know, I keep hearing about how crime is committed. And when I was growing up, I always thought crime was based on race. Because you could kind of, you know, my generation does that. You could kind of figure out what somebody was doing based on the fact that when you heard what the crime was. And I'm sorry, but just like you could tell a person's voice and tell whether that whatever, you know, be within a strongly high, well, let me think over, of a significantly high percentage rate of what the race is by the timbre of their voice. Right? You could tell that same thing with crime. That's just me. When you hear about the crime, you go, yeah, I know who did that. And I'm not trying to be funny, but you know, when you hear certain crimes, you kind of go like, oh, I know what that was. A Milwaukee area lab owner, River Hills man, was sentenced to 21 months in prison for what? For paying health care kickbacks that defrauded Medicaid and Medicare programs of more than $2.2 million. Justin Drew Hansen, received the sentence on the 21st for violating the anti-kickback statute. That's according to the U.S. Attorney's Office for Eastern District of Wisconsin. He was also ordered to pay back the $2.2 million in restitution and $75,000 in fine. Now, here's my question. I wonder how old Justin Drew Hansen is that he ran a lab and was able to make that much money. Court records show that Hansen and co-defendant Muhammad Kazim Ali owned NOAA Associates, a Milwaukee area clinical laboratory, from 2017 to 2020. They paid more than $400,000 in kickbacks to a substance use treatment clinic owner in exchange for referrals of Medicare and Medicaid patients for urine drug testing. So you pay for them to come to your clinic so that you could test them and then bill Medicare and Medicaid. The tests were not ordered by physicians. They were not medically necessary. And the scheme used sham agreements to conceal the fraud. Now watch this. When did he do it from? 2017 to 2020. It's now 2025. So it took you 5 years to lock this person up. That's not what I was going to say, but I have to say that because we're on radio. COVID hit and government employees were sitting at home with nothing to do. So they started scrolling. I don't know how they found him, but they found him. So rather than bill the government for tests that patients truly needed, Hansen abused the Medicaid and Medicare programs for his own benefit. Hansen personally received hundreds of thousands of dollars from the operation. He'll be excluded from future participation in Medicare and Medicaid programs, and NOAA Associates has been shut down. Previously, he pleaded guilty to similar charges and was sentenced to 15 months in prison earlier this year. So 15 and 21. That's not a lot of time for stealing $2.2 million. Because I'm in good. See, I used to cringe when I heard people say, boy, if that was me. Well, you don't really know because it wasn't you. But now I'm starting to see patterns where if that guy had been black, we'd still be looking for him. Oh, he got 875,000 years. And so, you know, we'll just, you know. We can't say we'll see him when he gets out because none of us will be alive.
Number one.
Well, this one kind of threw me, and I want to know what you think about it. 833-212-1017 is the number. I'm just putting it out there now. I'll even ask Glenn if he wants to chime in. He don't have to, but at some point. From News1.com, you know who Malik Yoba is?
Yes, I do.
Okay. He recently made headlines, you might have heard, with this statement that he no longer identifies as a black man or a person of color. Instead, he has chosen a label for himself, non-white man. This declaration has sparked a variety of reactions, with some people interpreting it as a challenge to the current political climate and ongoing debates around race and identity. I don't know. Do you consider yourself a black man, Glenn? You didn't hear a word I said, did you?
Kyle was in my ear. I'm sorry.
I know. Kyle always come in at the wrong time and then start talking and playing with computers and doing all kind of stuff, singing and dancing.
Can I ask you to repeat
No,
that?
I'm not going to do it. I'm mad. No, I'm just kidding. Would you ever consider like calling yourself other than like black, but calling yourself like a non-white man?
No, I was raised to have pride and, you know, love the skin that I'm in. I don't see why I would want to identify as nothing, basically.
So are you saying that he doesn't love his skin, or are you making an assumption about him, or
what? It's a very layered assumption, but he is rejecting the fact that he is clearly an African-American man, was born as an African-American man. So,
well, I wasn't born an African-American man. I was born a black man. Technically, I was born a Negro. I'm just saying. My birth certificate say Negro. I'm fine with all of them. I'm not really cool with African-American because, you know, I got family that's literally African. But anyway, this declaration has kind of made people wonder, like, what's dude talking about? Well, his statement seems to be tied into broader issues about DEI programs. Now, I think you all are tying it into DEI programs because I don't know if he meant non-white man is tied in. But I think what he sees is that because he works in New York and L.A. in film and video and movies and all that, they're removing content. So if he identifies himself as a black man or puts something on TV or on a screen that says black, you know, somebody might be repulsed or something. I don't know. I don't know. I wonder what that means. I wonder what it'll mean if one day people get so crazy that we just remove race anyway. Because if you're part of the majority, which is weird because you're not the majority, but if you're white, you've never had to deal with color ever. You've never felt uncomfortable unless you were in a room where people in the room didn't look like you and you were literally in the minority. But then many times, an arrogance takes place where, well, you think you're better than everybody anyway, so everybody should be talking to you. Like, there's this air that comes about. And I get it because I see it every single day. And I just wonder about that. I go, wow, you just... Interesting. So he's no longer a black man. Clearly he's not a white man. He has called himself non-white man. Now, here's my problem with the label. Here's my problem with the label. Of all the colors to be, you stopped being black, but then you put white in your description as non-white man. What's that about? If you're not going to use a color label, but see, I don't know why he's doing it. If he did it to not use a color label, just call yourself man, non-man. Give yourself a symbol like Prince. Call yourself Manly Gaga instead of Lady Gaga. I don't know. But at some point, you're not challenging anything. Because I didn't read this on the major, I read it on News One. A predominantly black entertainment network. And so really what we're finding is that it's probably not going to make a dent. Donald Trump's not going to care. People he works with aren't going to care. And if people want to pull back on DEI, let them. Let's go build our own. Let's go create our own. You get mad about something, if you get mad enough, you just go pay for it yourself. And it's unfortunate we feel that way. But to not call yourself a black man or a person of color and then to call yourself a non-white man is calling yourself a person of color. White. Non-white. No, I'm not white. I'm non-white. Is that like off-white? Or is that eggshell? I don't know what he was thinking.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. for Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. You know, you can accomplish a lot in 6 years. Matter of fact, I think she hasn't put out an album in at least 6 years. It's got to be more than that. You can actually change diapers and go from that all the way to dropping your kid off at school in 6 years, because I guess you can go to kindergarten at six. Go to kindergarten at three or four. I don't know what 3K is about, but maybe you need to go twice to make it 6 years. You can even get a bachelor's and master's degree, or you can end up just take up to 6 years to pay off your brand new Pella windows and doors at 0% interest. 10-year labor warranty always included, so your windows and doors are secure for years to come. Certain restrictions apply. Offer ends March 31st of 2025. Today is the 24th, so you only got about literally a week. Then you got to give it. How do you do all that? You can set your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com. That's PellaWI.com. So make sure you check it out. Yeah. Change my name. I am no longer black. I am a non-white man. What exactly are you avoiding? Like, I don't really understand. And I get he has immigrant parents, but I don't really care. So hasn't this been the case? If you're African, you can call yourself black or African, but African-American is specifically for those whose lineage comes from slavery, that your great-grandparents are, well, I guess in today's, your great, I can't count that many generations. Anyway, that they like, my great-grandparents were slaves. My great-grandparents were slaves. My grandfather and grandmother's parents were slaves. So, wouldn't you consider yourself black if you're from Africa? Because do we call ourselves North American? No. So then you can't you call yourself African? You claim an entire continent? I'm from Africa. Well, actually, find out where you at. Where are you actually from? Because these generalities drive me crazy. And I'm already crazy, so you know how that goes. Somebody said if you were still, who was that? Aramar said if you remove race, you still have ethnicity, language, and religion. Well, what is ethnicity? Right? Well, let's look at that. What is ethnicity? It's a group of people who identify with each other based on shared cultural characteristics, language, religion, beliefs, values, behaviors. So culturally, what would a black person call themselves if they don't want to be black and they don't want to be African-American? I don't think non-white person or non-white man is a thing. So what do you call yourself culturally? Because we don't have one. Nigerian? Beninese? Like, is it from your country? Being an American, there's an American culture. I get that. Italian, Polish, Scottish, Puerto Rican, Filipino. Then why don't we count black as an ethnicity? If your heritage is from Irish, is Irish, and you're from Ireland, and your ethnic group is Irish, then if you're African, isn't African an ethnic group? But nowhere in here do I see that. Whenever they talk about black people, it's always race. So I think next time somebody asks me ethnicity, I'm going to check other, and then I'm going to put American. And then see what somebody says. Excuse me, sir, you got this wrong. Are you telling me that I got my ethnicity wrong because you decided what it was? Hmm. 833-212-1017. Ethnicity can be Creole, Cajun, African American is an ethnicity. I don't know. And the reason I don't know is because they didn't list it on here. But watch this. I'm a show ass. Let me see. Maybe I got to go on my phone because I got ChatGPT on my phone. And I'm going to just ask. All right. Let's see if we can do this. is what are we going to call it? African-American? Is African-American? Wow, ChatGPT is trying to make it with a small A. Anyway, is African-American an ethnicity? Question mark. ChatGPT said, yes, African-American is generally considered an ethnicity, not a race. Race refers to physical characteristics like skin color, black, white, Asian. Ethnicity refers to cultural factors such as nationality, language, heritage, and tradition. So African-American refers to a specific ethnic group of Africans with ancestry rooted in African continent, particularly descendants of enslaved Africans in the United States. So let me see who said that. Let me find who said that. Aramore said that. How are you?
Pretty good.
And I said your name wrong. It's Armore.
It's Aramore. It is my name backwards.
So people can't spell.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, with our group, it can be confusing because a lot of us use black as an ethnicity and as a culture, and then you have black immigrants that come over here.
But black is also a race.
They are black.
But it's a race.
Yeah, so when black immigrants come over here, they're black, they check the black box. So, but us over here, since we were the first black people, we was dealing with all that stuff in the past.
No, we weren't the first black people here. I think some black folks came here before we did. I hope we did.
Yeah, but that's not proven.
So what? It's my story.
Yeah, for me, African American, it's a you can say black American or African American, people know who you're talking about.
So let me ask you this question then.
Cultural.
Am I a black African American and Elon Musk is a white African American?
No, Elon Musk is a descendant of apartheid Europeans.
No, you can't say that. No, you can't. Not on my show. You can't. but he is African American, and he's white. So if African American
no.
is well,
it's a mostly true.
He is.
White people from South Africa are not African American. They're not part of our cultural group.
You're not hearing me. If you're African and you're from America and your heritage from Africa, the whole point of it is that you are descendant. Now, we call it descendants of slavery, right? Correct?
Yeah, that's not how it. That's not. Though these labels
that's not
can
how
be
it's
tricky.
Used. Well, see, that's part of the problem. When are we going to get rid of the labels?
Because there are other, you know how people use the word Caucasian here?
Right.
Right?
Right.
But they're not really from the Caucasian region of Europe. They're from Germany. Those aren't Caucasian.
Well, they're only like how many groups? Caucasoid, Negroid, Mongoloid, and I forget the fourth one. But there are only four main groups. This is old school. That make up every region. And then we've mixed and matched and all that kind of stuff. So,
Yeah, it's confusing, but for the most part, when people think of African Americans, it's us, Black Americans.
No, that's what we
going
think
back
when
to the
we think about it.
But that's what it is. We set the standard for that term.
No, you didn't.
Other people don't set the
Jesse
standard.
Jesse Jackson made that up. He pulled it out the air.
Yeah, he did. I mean, whether we are called that or Black American, it's still, points to the same people.
We don't call Irish people Irish Americans. We call them Irish. We don't call Italians Italian Americans. We call them Italian. If you tack American to it, does it really matter?
I mean, March is Irish American History Month. I don't know if you knew that, but yeah, it's used.
Well,
it just depends on who's using it.
So watch this. Somebody's trying to tell me Haitian, Somali, and Nigerian are ethnicities. They're not. Those are races.
Haiti is a country.
No, those are national.
Those are nationalities.
Those are national,
I'm sorry. You're right. They're national. Somali. You're from the country of Somalia. So
Somalians are technically. So Somalians are ethnically Somali.
So
they'll tell you that they are Somali.
Correct. So
yes,
Idris Elba.
Haitians.
Idris
so
Elba.
So Haitians.
Go ahead with Haitians.
Okay, so Haitians. That's a tricky one. They are black. But Haiti is also a Latin American country. But Latinos in
but
the
it's
United
also
States
been inhabited
don't consider
by
the, them.
No. Who was Haiti?
No,
who
did, but where Latinos did Haiti? Do not consider Haitians Latinos because they don't speak
why?
Spanish.
So what do they speak?
Because they're black.
So
they speak French, but French is also a Latin language.
Listen to what I'm saying.
But there's some discrepancies with that as well. And it's because Haiti is a majority black country. And a lot of those countries don't want to associate with Haiti because they are a black country.
So
but
some
there
people
is also
where are you getting all this information
Hispanic
from?
Country.
Stop. Where are you getting all this information from?
I just noticed.
No,
I'm
dude.
Culturally inclined.
No, you don't get to come on my show and just spout stuff without having a source. So next time you do, make sure you have the source.
Uh-huh.
I need a legitimate source.
I got you.
All right.
okay. Yeah.
All right. Take care. Because he be going, whoa, it's all African. That's a country. So Ann said Idris Elba. He's English. He was born in England. His family is from Africa. Whatever y'all call him, he's a black Englishman. I mean, I don't understand the question. It seems kind of weird that you would ask that question because. This is kind of weird. You think people in England ask black people, well, what about Denzel Washington? You're right. I just. That is kind of funny, though, but I don't really. He can listen to the. Why can we say there's only four major groups that everybody make up from. But we can only say, okay, now you're just starting to, Craig, just starting trying to start a fight. But the answer to your question is that because nature said so. So there you go. You got a problem with it? Argue with nature. Give God a call. All right? 8332. You all are in rare form today. For most of humanity, there's no such thing as a race. That's ridiculous. That is ridiculous. When other people make stuff up and then call it something, that's what it is. Because you decide it's not, that's fine. And you can believe that if you want to. But, like, race was okay, first of all, I'm not taking Prince as a accurate representative of Black America. I'm just saying. So I think y'all be tripping. And we're going to keep tripping with traffic here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. Here's Debbie. Who's in for Debbie today? I think it's Jessica Getza.
It's a mostly traffic-free commute this afternoon. One place you'll want to plan for just a couple extra minutes is 43 northbound. That's between Walnut and Keefe. Tonight, mostly clear skies, a low of 29. Tuesday, sunshine and clouds, a high of 45. From the WTMJ Traffic Center, I'm Jessica Gatso on 101.7 The Truth.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris, 833-212-1017. Did he hang up? I guess so. Sandra, you're on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. How are you, Sandra? Where you been?
Hi, Dr. Kent.
Hey, how are you?
I've been kind of busy. Yeah. I've been kind of busy. I had some emergencies in the house here. So I've been at the hospital.
Everybody okay?
Back again, back home.
Everybody okay?
No, but it's better. No, it was my daughter again. She's better.
Okay. But, so it was your sister?
They had to give her emergency surgery.
Your sister or your daughter?
My daughter.
Okay.
My daughter. Right. Yeah, she had to have emergency surgery. They sent her to one hospital. I ended up going out there, and they couldn't do whatever they needed. So they sent her back to another. So I was back and forth. So she's better. So I got her off my mind a little bit.
Okay.
But yeah, I was listening. Yeah.
See, you got to call us. Yeah. We got to call us when you have her on your mind so we could be with you.
I think I'm a different kind of person.
Hey, when you get Truth Nation behind you, we got you. Everything's better.
Yeah, I thank you so much. But I just thinking, I guess I'm a Taurus.
She's
kind
like,
of
no.
Thinking to yourself.
She's like, no, we ain't.
You know, I love it. I love it. It's just that I guess I'm kind of like, you know, kind of, you kind of shrink in and then you hold
right,
it inside.
Right.
That's the type of thing I do. And then I think a lot. You know, and sometimes that don't help either because so you got to release some of that thinking.
You're a overthinker?
I'm not an overthinker, but I be thinking about things that, you know, inside your home and stuff that you have to do. I don't overthink it. It's just that I have to figure out how I can handle it, you know, like that.
Okay.
So it's just like that. But I'm pretty kind of brave. I'm a Taurus, so I'm kind of like a little bull. So I try to, you know, stick with it and all the good stuff. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, we will keep her in our prayers.
Yeah, she needs it, but she's coming along pretty good now that, you know, everything is settled down. And I can get back on the show so I can get going with you. And I heard somebody say you were older than Bernie Sanders.
sound like something Sherman would say.
Hey, you got it right. It was funny. I started attacking her. And then I said, well, you ain't as old as I am. So you're still good.
He wish. Thank you for that. And he wishes he was old enough to have a conversation with either of us. But we just every now and then let him say what he's saying, and he thinks that he's right. But that's okay. Huh?
And I could be his mother because my son is older than him. My oldest son is older than him.
Yep. Very true.
Yep. And then I got one in his 50s. Mm-hmm. And then I got my daughter. She's 46.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you, man.
So I can be. But anyways, I was going to tell you. Tesla cars. Okay, Tesla cars. And then, hey, they said a robot's going to draw your blood.
No, it's not. We're done.
Yes, it is. Okay, bye, Dr. Kidd.
All right, bye. Being cut my arm off. Hey, robot, can you? Hey, dude, that was my arm. Okay, well, then I'll go get some. Like, you're going to sew it back on? What's up with that?
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
I guess that was some kind of Monday, huh? We want to be praying for Sandra's sister and family. Hey, James, we're not going to get to you today, but try us again tomorrow. Is it cold outside? I hope not. I hope not. But you know it is, right? Yeah, it's kind of depressing. And then it's a Monday night and it's cold. The wind was blowing crazy today. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. Tory Lowe Show's coming up. And no, it's not. It's Monday. See, got you again. Truth Unfiltered be coming up in a few minutes. Myself and Denise Thomas. We'll be talking about a variety of things that I think will make you go, did they just say what I thought they said? So, why? Because it's truth, but it's unfiltered. So we got a couple of unfiltered moments I want to hang around and listen to and go like, wait. So if I'm not here tomorrow, it's because of Truth Unfiltered. But in order to do that, you have to be here, right here, on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth to make sure you hear it. You can always stream and watch us live on YouTube at 101.7thetruth.com. Make sure you subscribe. Hit the notification button so you never miss a minute of the show. Hey, God bless. Take care. See you in about 22 hours. Thank you, Glenn. Appreciate you. God bless. I'm out.